Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn introduced the proposal that is sponsored by a Republican lawmaker. Horn says the bill is a defense measure, not a deterrent.
I don't know how you protect against a maniac who comes into a school determined to kill kids other than by a gun.
Horn says the program is voluntary, and schools that choose to participate will select one person on campus who will receive 24 hours of gun training. Horn says the gun will be kept in a locked box and only the one designated person will have access to it.
By the time the police can get to a school, whether they're close or far, it's probably too late. So you need someone at the school with a gun to defend people.
Horn says it's less expensive than hiring school resource officers. Republican State Representative John Kavanaugh supports the measure. He's a former Port Authority police officer, and he counters critics who are concerned that 24 hours of gun training isn't enough.
I think 3 days is quite adequate. And don't forget, many of the people who volunteer probably already have previous experience with firearms. You have retired cops, retired military people working in schools.
Kavanaugh says anyone who's designated to handle a gun at public and charter schools must get training every year, but not everyone is on board with the school safety bill.
The last thing we need in schools are guns. No, no guns in these schools.
Sandra Borchers is a mother of three from Gilbert. She's not convinced the bill would keep students safe.
What happens when the lunatic is the teacher in the classroom? That happens. Don't tell me it doesn't, because we have teachers who have molested children in our classrooms.
The bill was passed by a legislative committee this week, and it still needs final approval by the full House. A similar measure failed last year. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.